Welcome to Take the Red Pill,
where we explore the realities within our reality.
We are your hosts, David Deere
and Donald Dalton.
Well, this week, we want to do something a little bit different. We have been doing this for a year now. This month in May is 1 year ago when we started this podcast, when we started this fantastic project. We're still having a lot of fun with it. So what Donald and I want to do this week is we want to kind of review the week. We want to, or the year. It's gone by that fast. It's felt like a week.
Wow, we got a lot done in a week.
I know, right? Boy, we're ambitious that way, aren't we?
Yeah.
We just want to talk about our experience of the project and kind of our thought on it, different takes of different parts of it, and just the whole thing in general. Donald, why don't you start and kind of give your feel of what this has been like over the course of the year.
Oh, man, it's been great. All right, cool. Episode's done.
That's it?
I'm teasing. But no.
You could have said really, really, really great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Is Take the Red Pill a great podcast or the greatest podcast?
Oh,
taken from Stephen Colbert.
Oh, see, I don't follow Colbert.
Don't worry about it. But yeah, I know when you first presented this to me, you know, and I've mentioned in other episodes, I was kind of like, oh, man, who wants to listen to two guys talk about stuff for 45 minutes to an hour? And I didn't realize at the time that podcasts were as popular as they were. I figured, okay, finally, I was just like, sure, let's try it. Let's see what happens. If it doesn't work, then it doesn't work. If it does, then cool. And I'll tell you what, I think it was probably just a few minutes into the first episode, I was like, okay, this is good. And then when I was editing the episode, I was listening to it and hearing it in pieces, and I was like, this is really good. And the back of my mind kept saying, oh, Donald, you're on here, so you're kind of like, you can't have a very objective view because, you know, this is something that you're a part of. I remember the name. Coming up with the name is one of the things that I know we took a little bit of time going through, and when we actually decided and, you know, confirmed, you know, this is definitely our name, Take the Red Pill, it's just like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. There was a click to that.
Yeah. It kind of encompassed everything that, you know, we were both thinking of and gave us a lot of leeway to, as we have said in, you know, many episodes, to allow our minds to stretch a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I think anybody who really likes to follow esoteric and metaphysical and those kind of topics like we follow, mm-hmm. I think there is a point in one's perspective where you do find you've taken the red pill, so to speak, where you've blown the doors off of what you consider the limits of acceptable reality, as I call it.
Yeah. And then, you know, it's kind of like your perception is expanded, so your reality is expanded, so more things are able to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that, and to me, that just makes life that much more exciting and wondrous.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So, what have been your thoughts and feelings and everything over the past year for this little project of ours?
It's been really interesting. It's been fun to see kind of where we've gone in the path of the podcast. It's very interesting to see the progress it's taken, because we've stretched such a tangent of topics that we talk about. The funny thing is I remember us discussing, well, you know, what happens when we go through all these topics? Do we just start all over again and kind of rehash them? Because you can delve into each topic even further.
Uh-huh.
You can take one topic and you can kind of drill down into a bit or cover aspects that we didn't cover. For example, we know the beginnings like astrology, past lives, 2012.
Mm-hmm.
A year has gone by since we recorded those episodes, and there is maybe not so much astrology, but with 2012, there's a lot more information that I've come across since then. With divination, there's more information I've come across since then. So it's interesting to see kind of where it goes. But even so, though we said we could revisit this and drill down into those topics we covered, we found that there were many more topics that all of a sudden just surfaced.
Oh, yeah.
When we thought we were going to run out of... For our listeners, what Donald and I do is we come up with a brainstorm of topics that we want to talk about. We might be inspired by something. We might just be just kind of brainstorming or sitting around, or just when we're talking offline, when the two of us are having a discussion, we might say, "Ooh, that might make a good episode." And we'll just kind of add that. And so we have a running list. And then what we do is we give a relatively tentative schedule. It's not set in stone, but it's a pretty good idea of week by week what we're going to talk about. And we usually set that out, you know, maybe a dozen episodes in advance, maybe more than that. Is it more than that?
Well, I know when we our first brainstorm, we had, I think we had like 30 or 40 topics through recording the first few episodes. And, you know, we started, there were some topics that we're just like, yeah, we're just not feeling that one. We'll push that back a little bit. And I think the first list that we came up with was like 10, maybe 12 topics. And then the list that we came up with to extend it even further, I think we ended up with another 22, which was surprising to me, because when we first started, we had a good list of like 12 or so, like what you're saying. And then we were able to come up with another 10 topics. And then for me, I was kind of feeling like, okay, it feels like we're kind of running out of topics. And we're getting down to the, you know, last, you know, three or four episodes on that list. And then all of a sudden a huge brainstorm is like, oh, here's 21 more topics.
Yeah.
And then we were talking offline and everything. And you're like, oh, hey, this is a good topic. Yeah. Oh, there's a good topic. And so, you know, now we exploded up to be a total of more of another 25 topics, and we're just
right.
like,
yeah,
it's just amazing. Like what you're saying, it's just so amazing that, you know, we start feeling like running out of topics to talk about, and all of a sudden there's a whole plethora of new ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They just kind of crop up like weeds in a way. They just pop up here and there, which is awesome. I think it's fantastic. You said that there are some topics we're like, what was that? I can't seem to remember what the topic was that we kept kind of postponing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it fell off the list or if it's way back into the year two or what, but what was that topic? Do you remember?
It was star seeds.
Star seeds. Did we ever talk about star
yes,
seeds?
Yes, we did, briefly. I don't think we
covered it very thoroughly.
I think we gave it all of maybe 2 or 3 minutes, and we put that in the aspects of consciousness episode.
Right, exactly.
Because I remember having difficulty with that. I was like, can we do a whole episode of that? And then we figured, well, okay, we keep pushing it back and pushing it back. Let's lump it in with a bunch of others. And then you came up with the idea of like, oh, this is all different aspects of consciousness. I'm like, sweet, we'll go with that.
Yeah, I said that. And then you said, hey, that would be a good episode.
Yeah.
I wasn't even intending to make it an episode. I was just like, oh, you know, I just said something about aspects of consciousness. And then... and then you said, oh, well, there's an episode.
Exactly.
I was like, okay, let's do it.
You know, I think that's one of the things that works very well with us is, you know, we do play off each other very well like that, where, you know, I'll be like, I would like to talk about this, but I don't really know much about it. And you'll be like, I don't know much about it either. I'm like, let's talk about it and see what we come up with.
Yeah, exactly. There's things like Lemuria and Atlantis.
Oh, yeah.
Which were episodes that we were kind of going, you know, we've read a little bit about it here and there. Yeah, we get into it and we're just kind of going crazy. and I want to bring this up for our listeners, and I really want to address this just for those who are not familiar with Donald's and my genesis of this project. Donald and I met at a meetup group. It's a meetup group that discusses metaphysical topics that are really esoteric. We talk about what religion and past lives and energy healing and a lot of the stuff that we talk about here to a degree.
Mm-hmm.
But that's more kind of putting stuff into practice. There's those, we call them amateur nights, where people can give different kinds of readings for free, palm readings, tarot cards and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Donald and I met at this meetup. At the time, I had approached Donald saying, let's, you know, I really like to do a podcast. And Donald's like, yeah, I don't know about that. And then it kind of took off from there. So he and I already had that common ground, that link of both having an interest in these kind of topics. There's some place I was going with this that was really kind of, I really wanted to kind of take this somewhere. I think it was, oh, now I remember. Ding, 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 ding. Recently, no, not recently, at the end of last year, last fall, Donald and I were asked to speak at this meetup.
Oh, yeah, that was awesome.
It was awesome. It was really cool. And we were asked to talk about our episode. And then we also were just kind of fielding questions as well. And one of the people at the meetup had asked us where we get the material.
Mm-hmm.
We were like, well, we brainstormed. So, no, where do you get the material when you're talking about it? And Donald and I both said, it's kind of channeled in a way. Now, granted, between the two of us, we've got, I would say, probably a good at least 50 years of metaphysical knowledge through study alone. I'm going to say through study alone because you and I both, you know, voraciously devour this kind of information.
Yeah.
But when we're talking in these podcasts, there's information that is not from anything that either of us have read discussed or talked about. It's just like, in fact, I think there was evidence in one of our recent podcasts where you said, try this on. What do you think of this? And it was something that you just pulled out of the ether or the Akashic Records or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, there are times where, I mean, for me personally, and I know this happens with you too, where we have this strong foundation of knowledge that we've been working with and studying. I mean, I've been studying and experiencing this type of knowledge and information, I think, since I was like 10 or 11.
Mm-hmm.
Since we have that foundation, when we get together and we start talking, we create that whole, you know, connection where, you know, your views are in line with mine but slightly different. Mine are the same way with yours. And it's that little bit of difference that allows stuff to come in. And I wouldn't say that every episode is channeled, but I think there are some episodes that I personally feel like I get to the end of recording, I'm like, I have no idea where half of the episode of what I was talking about came from.
Right.
And it was just there, and I guess we'll just leave it in. I think that's happened to you as well.
Yeah, it definitely has. There's no doubt about that. Yeah.
So, and then, of course, there are those episodes where, you know, we both feel like that. I guess it's kind of like we hit the record button and we start talking, and all of a sudden it's kind of like we're shifted into this, our own little world, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
And we're allowed all this information to just come in through us and out through our mouths and speak and be recorded for posterity and all this other stuff. And we get to the end and it's just like, you know, we open the door, the bubble bursts, and it's just like, do you remember what we talked about? Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it was kind of like that, one of those Neo, whoa, moments.
Yeah. I know Kung Fu. Really? Yeah. Show me.
Exactly, yeah. I know this topic.
Show me. Exactly, exactly. And one of the things that works really well is, you know, we both have very strong feelings on what we've learned, but are able to, you know, bend and be open to, you know, new information or slightly different perspectives, which sets up a really good dynamic between, you know, you'll say something like, yeah, and I know our listeners, if you've listened to even one or two episodes, you've heard me say this, like, well, David, you know, I see where you're coming from, but I see it slightly differently.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think there's been episodes where you've said, I think I'm going to have to disagree with you on that.
Yeah, and you've said the same thing to me, and I love that. And this comes from our whole foundation, our whole experience, and our whole perspective of what we've lived exploring this information on our own and then coming together. And so, and then, of course, the format, you know, we don't have any script whatsoever. We don't talk about it beforehand. We basically have, you know, a title for a topic. And it's like, okay, we're talking about astrology. Mm-hmm. Okay, there we go. And we start off and that's how it is.
Yeah. And, you know, when I first started picking up the idea of podcasting, one of the things they said is don't read from a script, but at the same time, make sure that you have a script. And I'm like, oh, how do you do that? do you ad lib what you've written down? I never really thought that we needed to have a bulleted outline per se.
In fact,
there's a lot of times when we first started doing this project, I would sit there thinking, you know, I really want to kind of make sure that we address this in the episode. And then it never happened because we just kind of took the episode in whatever direction it went. And then I realized, you know what, it didn't need to go there. It kind of needed to kind of have its own feet and go where it wanted to go. In these days, I'm just like, well, I'm not even going to bother doing that. Yeah. And I've been tempted to research stuff in prep of an episode, and I've just been like, I think it might be more fun if we just let ourselves be surprised.
Yeah, I think that happens with me almost every episode. It's like, you know, I have the title and I start thinking about it a few days beforehand. I'm like, okay, so if I was somebody that wanted to have like a crash course in, you know, knowledge, like what are the top, you know, two or three things that someone that I feel someone getting into this topic would really need to know. And I'll be like, well, this, this, and this. And a lot of times we start recording and maybe one of those gets into the episode, maybe right. All three, sometimes absolutely none of them. And it's just like, oh, okay, very interesting.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes it's just like, ooh. Exactly. Trying to keep up with the episode in and of itself is an adventure. Yeah. There's just some that have just taken us to the moon and back, you know. One episode that really sticks out to me as just a wild ride.
Mm-hmm.
They've each had an interesting flavor, but the one that's been really interesting, that really sticks out, was Nonlinear Creation Theory.
Yeah.
That we did back in September.
Oh,
the reason that sticks out is, number one, from the very beginning, you said, I want to do an episode on, you emailed this to me. You emailed a suggestion. You said, do you have any more suggestions? And you emailed me, and one of them was Nonlinear Creation Theory, right? And I'm just like, and I think we talked about this on the episode too.
Yeah, we did.
I said, wait a minute, did he come up with this term? Or did, he must have heard me say it, because that's not a term I've ever read anywhere. I've never heard Nonlinear Creation Theory. Just something I thought I had in my brain. Then you thought you had it in your brain. And then when we were doing the episode, it felt like, sometimes it felt like the way it does kind of when I'm having a dream or something like that, where I had this, it's not a vision because there's nothing visual about it. It was this just, anyone who kind of follows the esoteric metaphysical stuff understands the idea of downloading information.
Oh, yeah.
I felt this massive purge of downloaded information. And then I was like, now how the hell am I going to verbalize this? Really? What? What am I going to do with this? I could feel the reality of this, but I can't speak on that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, unless Donald and the rest of the listening audience is on some kind of hallucinogenic, I'm not going to be able to explain this. So, I just gave him my best shot.
Yeah, that is. It's interesting you mentioned that, because a lot of times I don't have a lot of time to go back and listen through each episode individually. And since, you know, I go through when I'm editing them, I hear so much of them and I get the information so quickly from just the editing. Mm-hmm. That a lot of times I don't go back. But you mentioned Nonlinear Creation, and that is one of those episodes that I was just like, yeah, that was one that just, if there's an episode that sticks out, that is definitely one of them. And I actually found myself listening to that just a couple nights ago.
Oh, yeah?
Well, yeah, and I don't know why. I was just there, and it was like, the next thing I know, I'm in the middle of listening to that episode again. So I listened to the whole thing, and I was like, you know, I think it was like 10, 15 minutes into it, I was like, okay, I said I was going to go eat. And then the next thing I know is like another 10 minutes have gone by. Like, I really need to go get something to drink because I'm thirsty. But it was just so engrossing. It was just so captivating. I was like, oh my, the moment I was about to hit the pause button, I was just like, oh my goodness, what does he say about that? Oh, I forgot what I said in response to what he said to that. So what did he say to that? Oh my goodness, oh yeah. And it was just this constant, I can't leave. And then halfway through the episode, I was just like, you know what? I've heard this a few times, but it's been a few months since the last time. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, all right, we're finishing the episode. That's just the way it is. We're finishing all right now because for some reason we have to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's definitely one of those episodes that sticks out for me for sure. And
Do you have a favorite?
Oh man, there are those.
They're all my favorites. Like you with a parent, you know, all my children are my favorite, especially my firstborn, but all my children are my favorite.
You know, to be honest with you, there are some that I'm like, oh man, it wasn't a waste of time, but you know, if we didn't have that one, I could let it go and, you know, not feel any remorse whatsoever. And there's very few of those. Very, very, very few of those. A lot of them, about 99% of the episodes that we've recorded, I've been like, oh yeah, yeah, that was awesome. But there's just one or two here. And I think probably to answer your question of, you know, do I have favorites? Obviously. But nonlinear creation definitely sticks out. Time, our time episode, and reality episode sticks out. And then this still gets me. This was our third episode on 2012, mm-hmm. where I think it was in the first 15 minutes of the episode, you had you know, come up with the idea of, I wonder if little Mayan children had to go door to door selling the Mayan calendars, yeah. You know, saying, get them before they gone. It ends in 2012.
Oh, and, yeah, that was awesome.
And to this day, I'm just sitting there going, that still cracks me up every time.
That was awesome. And that was fun.
And I don't remember what episode it was in, but we also came up with the idea of universal tech support when your karma gets out of whack or something like that.
Oh, what was that? I don't remember that one, but that was yeah, we took that one and ran with it.
Yeah, some of the ideas, you know, so much just the humor that comes out on the moment, on the fly, and we run with it. Definitely very memorable for sure.
I tell you this, during the, I want to say it was the Good and Evil episode. I don't remember for sure, but what cracked me up in that episode, and it was not meant to be funny. I wasn't trying to be funny. Do you know what I'm going to talk about?
I know what you're going to say.
Oh, my goodness. Jackie and I were listening to that, and Jackie always catches these. She just looks over and goes, what?
Exactly.
Oh, man. You were serious about that, because we were talking about – when we were talking about the Good and Evil, and you were talking about
how far
mind.
You can be pushed, yeah.
What was it?
Yeah, how far you know?
How far you'll go with the mind thing, and you said groupthink.
Yeah,
you're talking about groupthink, and I said that there's always a line in the sand, you know, of what you will and won't do.
Yeah, yeah.
I will not eat a baby.
Exactly.
Jackie's like, oh well, you're pretty definitive about that.
I'm glad you have your line in the sand, David.
Why did I choose that of all things to do? I will not rob a bank. I will not, you know, push over an old lady in a stroller. I don't know why, but whatever it was, for some reason, I was given the choice to eat a baby to go with the crowd. And I had stood there with my arms folded saying, I will not eat that baby. And I dropped that fork and knife. I don't know what that was. But
oh, yeah.
Still
yeah,
cracks
and,
me up.
And I remember recording that episode and, you know, I was just like, oh, okay, so David's going to, he's about to say something that where his line is drawn, and then you say, I will not eat a baby. I'm like, oh my God, wow. Okay, give me a minute, David.
You weren't sure. You probably thought, well, good to know. Because, you know, if we come into a situation where
I know that
I can count on him not to eat that baby.
Yeah. Well, you know, there was part of me that, you know, since we were recording live, it was just like, okay, keep talking, David, because I need a moment to let the shock wear off for just a minute.
Yeah. This is not the Cthulhu episode here.
Exactly.
So.
Oh, you know what? We do not have Cthulhu on the list.
We what?
We do not have Cthulhu on the list.
I know nothing about Cthulhu.
I know.
I know Lovecraft wrote it, and there was a role-playing game, and that's about as far as I go. And that if you stumble upon online, do you stumble upon?
Not often, no.
If you stumble upon, it'll come up. It comes up sometimes. You're just like, really? Cthulhu at a computer? Cthulhu playing checkers? It's like,
okay. Or, you know, then there's also the flying spaghetti monster.
Oh, the flying spaghetti monster.
You know, all hail his noodly appendage.
It's funny you said this flying spaghetti monster, because one of the things I've noticed about our podcast is we went into more of a spirituality realm rather than a metaphysical realm. We kind of had a tangent a little bit,
mm-hmm.
and we were getting into more of the realms of spirituality, because we had a phase where we're talking about the big kahuna, the mm-hmm. afterlife, power, sex and spirituality, mm-hmm. and then
karma and destiny,
and karma and luck and destiny, because was really law of attraction stuff. Even though law of attraction was way back in August,
mm-hmm.
we still kind of later on around that time, which I think was around the first of the year, you know, the end of the year and going into the new year, we started kind of going into a little bit more spirituality. And it carried for a while. And then it was recently that you and I said, let's go back into some more of the esoterica. I should look at the stats and see what our listeners lean to. I know that 2012 was still the all-time most popular episode, but from there, it's kind of interesting to see.
Yeah, you mentioned the law of attraction, and I have to say, that's another one of my one of our episodes that is very dear and close and dear to my heart, because I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, that was the episode where we met our friend Fred McMulderberry.
You know, it might have been where we introduced Fred McMulderberry. Yeah.
I mean, I know that before that episode, we kept having ideas of, you know, we should get a couple of Stretch Armstrong dolls because have them for inspiration or a mascot or something like that. And then all of a sudden, I think it was just we had the idea of, hey, maybe in our subconscious we should have like a mascot for the Take the Red Pill. And then we did a Law of Attraction episode, and we came up with Fred McMulderberry, and we gave him a little bit of an identity. We gave a little bit of a story with him to, flesh out some of the ideas that we were thinking about. And it was just like, I remember specifically ending that episode like, we have a new friend.
We do. And he's great because he's kind of our pinata. He's our punching bag.
Yeah, he is.
When we want to make an example of what happens to somebody, instead of saying hypothetically or this is based on someone we know, we just turn to our buddy Fred McMulderberry. So.
Yeah, and I remember especially while we were recording that episode, I was like, McMulderberry, I've never heard that last name before. You know, is that a real name that you're pulling out from whatever? I remember you saying, no, I just made it up. And I'm like, okay, is there a McMulderberry as a last name anywhere in the world? And I remember after the episode, I was sitting there Googling it, and I was like,
did you?
Oh, yeah.
Did you find a Fred McMulderberry out there?
I found millions of Freds, but I found absolutely, there was no, I just put in McMulderberry and nothing came up.
You got nothing for McMulderberry, huh?
Absolutely nothing. And I said, all right then, we can use that.
Well, I think some of that came from The Simpsons. Well, there's Fox Mulder, of course.
Yeah.
From X-Files. But some of that also came from, there's a town in on The Simpsons called McMainerberry. Uh-huh. And I think it was just kind of a derivation of that.
Yeah, but I remember you mentioned it. I was just like, that's a cool name. That it has kind of a, just by the name alone, I want to meet and be friends with Fred McMulderberry.
Well,
he seems like
he might want to wait till he's a little more settled down, because he was in between jobs and, he was pretty pissed off about getting fired, laid off from widget making and all that other stuff. So before you befriend him, you might want to wait till his life is settled in a little bit.
So, David, are you saying that that it's best to be friends with people whose lives are stable?
Oh, no. No, I'm not saying that at all, but your friendship might make a little bit of a smooth ride if he's in a good mood. He won't be complaining every time he's around you.
Oh, I don't care. He seems like a nice guy.
Yeah, he is a nice guy. You know what? He's a good sport for letting us use him in our episodes. I have to say that.
Yeah, and that since we have continued to bring him up every so often since that episode, that there is a place in the ether, or there is an energy that we've given to him to create this persona, as it were. And according to you, once we pass on and, all bets are off, so maybe we
all
won't meet
him. All bets are off, yeah, right? Oh, yeah, that was another great statement out of an episode. I don't know where that came from.
Yeah, I was about to say, maybe we'll meet him in the astral or ether or whatever when we pass on. Like, oh, wait, David said when you're dead, all bets are off. Like, I guess
I tell you what, Donald.
Yes.
If you follow suit with this episode, he actually exists. Because we created him, then he has an existence. He has a valid existence.
Exactly.
He is not just a figment of an imagination. He is real because we created him.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. you know, I want to ask you, is there a couple episodes or an episode that sticks out in your head that we haven't talked about already, or?
Well, you know, I found Time and Reality really interesting episodes because they were so mind-stretching. They really were mind-stretching. I kind of had to reground myself after those episodes. They really took a tangent. They were really, really tangential.
Mm-hmm.
So those kind of stand out, just kind of the way they transpired, I guess, the way they kind of ran as they went. And I find that each episode has an interesting energy about it.
Oh, yeah.
There's one episode, and I don't recall which it was, which is actually probably the one that I don't remember which it was, so forgive me that. But I think that it doesn't resonate as well with me because it was just before I had gone on vacation,
mm-hmm.
I had been working nonstop, and I hadn't had a break, and it was a really intense work time of the year for us. And I was burnt out, and I was doing this episode, and I felt like I was really running on fumes to kind of get that episode out. And I don't remember which one it was. I really don't. I remember it was a push. It was a serious push.
Yeah, for me, and you can, and I'm sure this has probably happened with you too. There are some episodes where, you know, listeners may pick up on it or not, but every so often there's an episode where we're talking about a topic and I'm sitting here just going, I can't remember what you said a minute ago. And
yeah.
It's like, okay, Donald, focus, come on.
You may have cleaned it up in editing because there is a little bit of editing done here, of course.
So. Oh, yeah. Well, we take out some of the ands and, you know, false starts and stuff like that. And from the editing, there have been times where, you know, I know that I have a tendency to just go on and on and on and on about stuff. And there have been a few episodes where I went on for like 2 or 3, 4 minutes and or I said something like, does that make sense to you? You're like, no, absolutely not. And then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, I got the perfect example. I pushed it out in 30 seconds, and then it's like, oh, I understand where you're coming from. And basically, I take that whole 2-3 minutes of, you know, me just babbling, and I just take that out because it doesn't make sense, and it doesn't add to the flow, and it takes away from the energy of the podcast, and the information in there was totally, you know, expressed in that new example that I was able to do in 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there is a little bit of editing, and oh, you want to talk about editing? There is one episode, and I think you know which episode I'm talking about.
I remember it, but I know what you're talking about, but I can't remember which episode it was.
This was one of those... I'll just tell you what happened from my perspective. From my perspective, I turned off the computer screen because I had found in previous episodes that I was being a little bit distracted watching the little meter on the recording software go make little peaks and valleys.
Uh-huh.
And so I think this was one of the first episodes where I turned off the computer screen. We started talking and going, and it felt like maybe 20 minutes. All of a sudden, I turned the screen back on. I'm like, oh, my God, we've recorded for an hour and a half. And what happened is I edited the whole episode as one full episode. I remember you listened to it, and Jackie listened to it, and I was trying to listen to it as well, too. And we're just like, yeah, once you hit about that 45-minute, 55-minute mark, you want to listen to it some more, but your focus is gone. And that's when you and I made the decision to split it up into one and two, and that was the energy healing episode.
That's right. Okay, so, yeah, yeah.
And the interesting thing I found with that is when we posted them and we actually had them split, I've noticed that we've gotten a lot more downloads and listens to episode 2 as opposed to episode 1.
Mm-hmm.
And I always found that really interesting. I'm like, What's going on there? Or, you know, people don't want to sit through a 2-part series, and I'm like, maybe not. Maybe they just want to be like, oh, we'll listen to episode 2, and we'll get the gist of episode 1 and everything like that. You know, going back every so often, I'm just like, there's some stuff in episode 1 that I'm just like, wow, there's a couple things in there. I'm just like, you don't want to miss that.
Mm,
wow. When we're talking about editing, that was one of those things where it's just like, yeah, let's not do that again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think it drains us, too, when we try to do kind of those really big episodes. I mean, there are episodes that we have stopped and said, there's so much more we can talk about with this.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that then it's better to just revisit it when we're at that point.
Yeah, when we actually get to the point where we need to revisit.
Right, exactly.
when we exhaust our current list and the list, because like we said earlier, we get a list and they're like, okay, we're running low, we need to brainstorm some more, and then we get a whole bunch more, and then it's like, okay, mm-hmm. we're good to go.
Yeah. And there's a lot of interesting bleed over between episodes, too. So,
yeah.
So it's not hard to do. We'll find that one episode might incorporate material from three or four other episodes. I mean, we always refer back to those episodes that we talked about in our show notes.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes we just say, we talked about it in another episode. I don't know which one. Well, it could be six different episodes we talked about
exactly.
it. It's kind of one of those things.
You know what, though? I think one of the most interesting episodes that we had was our grab bag episode.
I like the grab bag episode. That was a lot of fun. And what was the main theme? Because we kind of stayed on a theme in that one, didn't we?
Yeah, we ended up spending a lot of time on Destiny.
That's right.
And for me, I remember we started in like, normally we have a topic like, okay, so we don't have a topic. We're just going to hit record button and whatever pops into either of our heads, we'll just go with that. And I remember a little bit before then, I was just like, where am I going to put Destiny on this whole list? Do we put it earlier or later and whatever? And I think I actually had it, five or six episodes down. And then we started on the grab bag episode. And I think within 3 to 5 minutes, all of a sudden, we're sitting there talking about Destiny. Like, well, I guess we can take that off the list since we talked
about
it.
Yeah, exactly. Let's just go with it. Yeah.
So it's very interesting. Not only our conversations while we're recording live are not scripted, but a lot of times some of the editing and some of the lists and topic ideas that we come up with, are unscripted as well.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. All right, this has been hounding me the ever since you asked me if I had a favorite episode. Do you have an episode that you feel, we recorded it, but at the same time, you really don't listen to it ever again, and you're just like, it's there, but it's kind of like the child you hide in the closet and you don't really talk about to the neighbors or something like that. Mm.
Wow, boy. And you don't have kids, right?
No, I don't.
I'm just making sure.
No, I don't.
I just because I care.
I know.
Well, there is, actually the one that I don't usually go back to is our first one.
Really?
Astrology. I don't go back to it very often. And I think it's more because, and just for our listeners, here we'll let you in on a little thing. Our astrology episode was a pilot run. It was kind of our test run where we were trying to say, all right, let's do this. Let's see how it feels. Let's try it. And then if we like it, we'll do an actual episode and we'll post it.
Yeah.
And we liked it. We said, you know what? This is good enough to be an actual episode. But it was kind of a little dirty as far as the quality goes.
Oh, yeah.
It was kind of rough as far as that went. We hadn't really quite set our rhythm yet.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as that goes, I think it's because of all that I like in all the other episodes. It doesn't hold as much interest for me as the rest of them. So it's not a quality thing. As far as other episodes, boy, it's tough for me to bash any episode in front of them.
In front of them.
Yeah, in front of the episodes. I don't want the episodes to hear me say this.
Yeah. Actually, for the astrology episode, I mean, I know my microphone that I was using at the time for the first three episodes, and I think that's Astrology, Reincarnation, Past Lives in 2012. I realized in the recording it was just terrible, and Astrology, it made a big impact. I've gone back and listened to Astrology a few times in the past year, and I'm just like, wow, we come up with some really interesting ideas there. I'm sitting here going, it's not an astrology lesson, it's an astrology a mindset kind of thing like that. But the reason why I asked you that is because probably the episode that I have that is, I don't want to say, throw it to the curb or anything, but if it wasn't there, I wouldn't lose any sleep overnight. And that's the psychic ability episode.
Really? Why is that?
I listened to it a couple times, and that is the one and only episode that when I was editing it, it was boring. When I've listened to it in its entirety, when I was not editing it, it was boring. I mean, every episode that we have, say for this one, you know, I can say I'm only going to listen to the first 5 minutes, and I end up listening for at least 20 to 30 minutes because the conversation is just snappy. It's just going. There's a repertoire. The information coming out is just that good. Psychic Ability, that's the one episode throughout the whole past year that we've recorded that I'm just like,
interesting. Interesting.
Nah. Wow. Not my cup of tea, which is really interesting because when I first started getting into a lot of this knowledge and started playing around and experiencing stuff, and when I was 10, 11, 12, that's what I started doing. I started playing with psychic ability, you know, reading some books, you know, like, okay, I'm going to read your mind. Nope. Okay, I'm going to read your mind. Nope. Okay. You know, and I think just that episode is one I'm just like, eh.
I found that very interesting. Very, very interesting.
Does that shock you or something?
No, it doesn't shock me. It's just I'm trying to reflect back on the episode. But I guess it's just it was so far away. I tend to listen to them several times, and then I don't listen to them for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Because I listen to them several times after just before we release them. So it's kind of far back that I'm not really recalling it. But then again, I think of reality and time, and I recall those a little better.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Maybe there's something to be said for it.
Yeah, I guess that's one thing I'm saying is it was memorable in that I was not thrilled with it.
Okay.
Whereas every other episode is memorable for one reason or another, and I very much enjoyed not just editing it, but listening to it in its entirety, you know, as our listeners do. There are episodes that, for me personally, have more of a oomph, kind of a push, a pull, kind of like a, oh yeah, excitement. Like we were talking about earlier, the nonlinear creation one.
Mm-hmm.
For me, that was just it was an awesome experience recording it. It was an awesome experience talking about it afterwards. It was an awesome experience editing it. And the times that I've listened to it since, it still just grabs me every single time. It's just like, wow.
Well, you know, there's one that's kind of like that for me that I'm just kind of like, doesn't grab me. Not that it grabs me. In fact, that I'm just kind of like, I better give this another listen because it's just kind of like I was left kind of, it was the Afterlife episode.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't really know why. And maybe I better listen to it again because that's, you know, it came out at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I do need to listen to it again because the beginning of the year was a really interesting time for me. So right at the beginning of the year, from the end of last year into the beginning of this year, I was going through a major, major shift. I think when I listened to it, I probably was just not really connecting with it. So I'm going to give it another shake.
Okay, David, now you've piqued my curiosity. What shift were you going through, if you feel comfortable sharing?
Yeah, I don't mind. It's going to be a little tough to explain, but I was going in a shift where it was an energetic shift.
It was
very much that. And I remember I was starting to get sick. And usually when I get sick, it's because I'm just not letting go of something.
Mm-hmm.
And usually it's because I've just overcommitted or something like that. But this time I felt like I had this energetic glut that was welled up in me.
Oh, wow.
And I couldn't release it. I didn't understand what I needed to release. And of course, I think it's the culmination of the holidays energy and all these other things that go with it.
Mm-hmm.
But nonetheless, it started to really well up. And I got sick. My head was kind of in this big spin. My body was just like, I felt like I was very untethered. And I had also felt motivated to kind of do a past life regression of sorts.
Oh.
Not, it was my own. I didn't see anybody for it, but I kind of was trying to figure out, you know, karmic ties that might be there that kind of influence life. Again, I don't ever blame anything on karma, but I do say that it's kind of part of your psychic structure, the way you're built, and you have control over it, but you just have to choose to take it on. And I chose to take it on, and I went and kind of looked at some past life circumstances, saw a direct connection to how it was impacting some of my perceptions.
Mm.
And following that, I had had this integrated energy therapy massage session with my massage practitioner. It was very little massage and very much energy therapy.
Okay.
There was this stuff releasing left and right, and it was very much tied to the karmic thing. Stuff just was releasing like crazy.
Wow.
Like crazy. I mean, I was just weeping through the whole thing because I could just feel all this release. And she could feel it too. She was like, oh man, that was just insane, intense. And then I had a reading after that from someone, I can't remember, it was a reading, and it was kind of talking about this next phase of my energy shift. And then, so yeah, it was kind of an intense time.
I remember there were a few episodes that we recorded where, you know, around that time we were just like, yeah, we're recording, I'm here. And then you're like, you know, coughing or sniffling,
yeah.
And like,
yeah, exactly.
Are you sure you feel up to recording tonight? Like, I must record. If I don't record, I'll feel even worse.
Yeah.
In editing, there were some sniffles and some coughs. It's like, yeah, we'll take that out. Yeah, we'll take that out. So, yes, there is a little bit of editing, but trust me, guys.
Yeah.
We keep the good parts.
Yeah, I think it's just more kind of cleaning up the little trails of stuff that are left.
Because I remember it was the time episode. I asked you if you were curious to hear what the difference was between an edited episode and a non-edited episode.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent you a non-edited time episode where it's just, you know, nothing. Nothing had been done to it whatsoever. And after you'd heard the edited version, correct me if I'm wrong, but you're like, oh, yeah, there's a big difference there.
Yeah, it's cleaner. It's definitely cleaner. You can hear a difference. I mean, there's a pace gets a little bit lost in that raw version. There's nothing wrong with it, but I think what I like about it is it keeps the pace going, and it's very interesting to listen to.
Oh yeah,
when it's edited versus the unedited stuff.
And I'm going to go back to the nonlinear creation theory episode, because since I listened to it recently, you know, just a few nights ago, there was a thing in there that was really, really cool where I was talking and you all of a sudden could not hear me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're sitting there like, okay, that's editing. And like, yeah, that's what editing is for. Then all of a sudden we're sitting there and we're talking and it's just like, wait a second. You know what? For this topic, specifically for this episode, I think I'm going to leave that in there.
Yeah.
Just to make it more real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I was sitting there and I was listening through the episode and I was like, you know what? Having left that in there was really a good idea, because it sparked more conversation for the next, like, I think 5-10 minutes of since it happened of, you know, all, you know, did that happen from impressions from the future, from the past, at the moment? Did we create this? And, you know, right, totally in line with, you know, the kind of connection that you and I have when we're talking. It was just like, yeah, we were going with it, and then all of a sudden we're right back with the other stuff, and it's just like, normally stuff like that we definitely take out.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting you talk about that too, because there are times when we've been doing episodes where the circumstances of our lives just kind of seem to have some interesting ties to.
Oh yeah, I think I know where you're going with this.
Recorded that. I mean, you've got examples of that, right?
I think it was a couple weeks before the Law of Attraction episode. Before we had recorded that episode, I've done classes on Law of Attraction. I've done coaching with Law of Attraction. I've done a lot of stuff with a lot of attraction, as well as, you know, tons of experience and stuff. A couple weeks before we actually recorded that episode, I was realizing at such a pristine clarity how, you know, I did this right here, I had this thought right here, I had this feeling right here, and all of a sudden, boom, there's something that directly relates to it. And right now I wish I could remember a specific example from that time, but I can't at the moment.
Yeah.
But I remember there were just so many little things that were popping up for that week or two before we actually got to that. And then we recorded the episode. It lasted for a few days. I got it edited, sent off to you, and I don't know if the correlations stopped at that frequency, or if it was just that I didn't see them as clearly as I had previously. Mm-hmm. But, they just kind of, evaporated. My whole feeling with that was just like, oh, come on, Donald, common sense. You're talking about a law of attraction episode. You've taught about it. You've experienced it. You've worked with it, all this other stuff. And you are hypersensitive to connections between, your thoughts and everything getting ready to record this episode. So, yeah, it makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah.
So, and I know you've had experiences, too.
Mine tend to be following the episodes, where I start to all of a sudden get more information. And I think maybe it's because I tend to, eschew looking into any topics and doing any research before the episodes. So it's almost like this material comes up after the episodes. Like if I'm doing stumbling or if I get a subscription to one of the blogs, one of the lots of blogs I subscribe to, and somebody will bring up something about something that we just talked about, it's almost like a reinforcement. And like, for example, the angels episode, when we talked about angels,
mm-hmm.
What was that? Angels and guides.
Yeah.
When after that episode, all of a sudden I started getting all this information about angels that I would just in one blog post or in one stumble or in some radio show or podcast I was listening to, I'd hear about angel stuff. And I was like, wow, okay, that's kind of interesting. It's almost like, well, here you go. Here's more. Now this will help kind of validate some of the stuff that you were talking about or substantiate it, which is really cool.
I don't think we've ever actually talked about this specifically, where for me, sometimes when we're through with an episode, throughout the next week or so, it's just like, have a thought or learn something new. It's just like, oh man, that would have fit in so perfectly right there. And then of course, to make my emotions and, thoughts calm down so that I don't get stuck on it. It's just like, oh yeah, we'll mm-hmm. put that when we revisit that episode.
Exactly. But then again, what are the odds that you'll remember it by that point?
But the thing is, see, this is the part two of that whole thing, is normally within the next two or three episodes, regardless if it's related to the topic or not, I'll remember it, and it'll find its way to fit into the conversation perfectly.
Well, I think that's helping, too, with the format that we've been doing lately. I mean, we've got here the topics that we've gone over have really kind of had this kind of coalescing one into the other, when we've got aspect of consciousness, tying to dreams, tying to the multiverse, tying to angels and guides, tying to synchronicity. These kind of things, there's so much linkages between them. And I have to give you credit for this, because as we're going down the path, you've really kind of created a great theme that's been really fun to follow. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give the listeners a taste of what they could expect to hear us talk about coming up over the course of the next year. We'll do a little bit of preview here. We're going to be going into some really interesting stuff. We're going to be talking about conspiracies, UFOs, and aliens, life on other planets, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go a little bit into the subconscious, ego, meditation. We're going to talk about channeling, which I'm really excited about.
Oh, yeah.
Because I come across a lot of channeled material, and just the whole idea of channeling is really pretty cool. That's kind of the way out there. Tying it also to the psychics, like Casey Nostradamus, those kind of people.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be talking about artificial intelligence. That was another good one from you, Donald. That's a really kind of interesting discussion. I like when we can get ethical in there without getting people riled up and, burning pitchforks. Yeah, because people burn pitchforks.
Yeah, we burn pitchforks. We don't burn anybody else. Like, pitchfork, burn it! Okay!
Yeah.
down with the farm tools.
That's right. They have no place here.
Yeah.
We'll do a little bit of more spiritual stuff. How being a spiritual being, spiritual versus physical, and how they tie together and how they don't. We'll go a little way out there and do the magical being stuff. We'll talk about dragons and witches and elementals and that kind of stuff. I love the idea of elementals. It's cool. And an interesting conversation, how prescriptions and self-medications can affect us on a spiritual level. I think it's a cool topic.
And these are all things that are on the list that we've not talked about. They're entitled. So what you just said is basically what you and I have until we actually hit the record button. Then it's like, okay, now
Yeah.
Now exactly. We go.
And I haven't even covered all the ones that we've got scheduled out.
Oh, yeah.
Coming up, because we've got another 20 episodes that we've got scheduled.
Mm-hmm.
And then even after that, we've got some topic ideas that we haven't even brought to the table yet.
Well, I have a question for you. This is kind of going back to kind of your experience. Has there ever been a time other than the, you know, you're drawing your line in the sand of thing, the line you won't cross with eating
That's
a baby.
Right.
Has there ever been a point where we were recording where you basically divulged some information that you basically up to that point, you know, kept pretty private? It's kind of one of those things like, you know, I don't know if I want everyone to know I think or feel that way.
No, I would say that a lot of the information I talk about has been reserved for certain circles.
Mm-hmm.
I have not bared my soul on the podcast in, you know, that I've never done for anybody else. No.
Okay.
Why, have you?
Yeah. There's one topic that, you know, I normally kept to myself that I only let people I felt very, 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 very comfortable with. This is really what I believe. Yeah. This is not something I'm just looking into. This is my belief system here, and that has to do with the whole aliens coming into ancient Earth and manipulating the DNA and the Anunnaki and the 10th planet and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. I remember when we first talked about that, we were recording an episode. The conversation was just going there. I could just feel it. It was just, I'm either going to have to make a choice at this point where I let it all come out and, you know, not worry about it, or this is going to set up a theme from this point forward where there are some things I will not share openly in the topics that we come up with. It came up to a moment where it's just like, yeah, I don't like that part of restraining myself, of holding back, because one of the things that I've been beginning to find in the past few years is, regardless of what I believe or what I think, there are people out there that believe much more things that quote unquote normal average society would rate as much more, you know, out there than what I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And I've also found that there are people that actually believe what I believe as well. I mean, this was all going on in my head in just rapid fire in just a split second. And then all of a sudden, it's like, okay, here we go. I let it out. We started talking about it. I don't even remember what episode it was. And then we finished the episode. I edited it. I sent it off to you. And I was like, okay, he hasn't posted it live yet. You still have a chance to go back. And it's like, nope. You made your choice. We're just going to let it go. And this is what's going to happen. And so I was curious if there was anything that like that had happened with you where, you know, it's like, he said something while we were recording where it's just like, you know, maybe I didn't really want to let that out.
Yeah, if it's out, it's out, you know. I parcel and portion stuff out. A lot of times I just kind of use this as a playground for exploratory ideas. Now, the real spiritual, intensely personal spiritual stuff, that kind of stuff you'll see more in the blogs.
Yeah.
Where I do my blogs, I kind of reserve that kind of stuff for that. And I do kind of slice myself open on the blogs and do it there.
Paper cut.
Here, yeah. Well, no, some of those are not paper cuts.
Yeah.
Some of those just leave me just like drained, because it's just like I need to kind of like breathe again. In the blog stuff, but in this kind of stuff, it does feel more like a playground, and it really is a great opportunity for me to dive in and explore areas of the nature of reality that I wouldn't otherwise get an opportunity to do. Because you can read and research on it, but then it kind of piles up in your head. Once you start having a conversation about it, then you can start shifting it and sharing it and really kind of disseminating it and dissecting it. And that's what I really enjoy about what we do here. It really gives me a chance to kind of give it it's almost like a processing plant for it.
Oh, yeah. And for me, over the past year, one of the things that, you know, this project has helped with me is to define even more precisely what my belief systems are, what my philosophies are, what I actually feel about certain things on in this nature. And I don't remember a specific episode, but there'd be some episodes where we talk about a topic, and you know, for years and years and years, I'm like, you know, this is how I see it. This is, you know, what it is. And you know, I'm not saying it's set in stone, but you know, I don't see how it could be anything different. And then during the conversation, it's just like, you'll say something like, oh yeah, but what about, and like, oh, that makes absolute perfect sense. And it's so simple. Of course. Okay. So a little bit of a redefining of
exactly,
you know, what I believe.
It's kind of a shifting of your personal definition in a way.
Exactly. And the whole personal growth thing with what I was talking about earlier with the whole aliens aspect, I think this was back when we recorded last summer, was, you know, it was that choice to either be free in the podcast or to not. Mm-hmm. And once I made that choice to be more free, it's like, all right, the floodgates are open. Let's
go. You know, I need to say something interesting about that podcast, the alien one. And just to give our listeners a little bit of a kind of a heads up on that, the aliens podcast is one that will follow this episode.
Mm-hmm.
So if people are listening going, what are they talking about? Ooh, this one was just recently recorded. It was, in fact, it was the last one recorded before this one, but we're kind of rearranging it a little bit to get us on board with the. We want to have this kind of celebrate the anniversary of the show, so this will follow that probably relatively soon after, I would imagine. But nonetheless, when we were doing that episode, there was something about that conversation, and I was like, "What is Donald balking on? He is hesitating on something, and he's almost not sure if he wants to share." Something, because I kept asking you, what's your thoughts on this? What's your thoughts on this? And you were kind of dancing around it. And I'm like, interesting. It surprised me, to be honest. I was like, wow, I wouldn't expect Donald to dance like that around a topic. Usually you're just like, this is the way I think about this. I do energy work. You can expect anything. So,
mm-hmm.
And then you kind of said, all right, well, this is my regard on that. I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah, and the funny thing is, you know, the first time I had that thing where it was first mentioned was one of the episodes of last summer. I let it out that I was like, yeah, this is what I believe. We didn't go into it too much or whatever with what you're talking about with the UFOs and aliens episode that we just did. It's like that brought up, like I was saying before, another little aspect of this whole thing that's just like I had not even remembered that there was. It was related to the whole last summer, but in my brain, it's a whole different little box. And so, yeah, I can definitely see how I was dancing around just a little bit like, oh, yeah, okay, so what do I really believe here? I don't know.
I'll tell you something cool about that episode, too. That was the last one we recorded, and right after that episode, a few days later,
uh-huh.
all of a sudden, I had stumbled on this composite of a bunch of UFOs that were released that were actually shown on public networks.
Oh, yeah.
On news. And then I noticed that you had posted that same video or a similar video. I think yours might have been a similar composite.
Yeah.
With this all the same footage. I noticed that you had posted that on Facebook a few days after I had stumbled on that.
Yeah.
So I thought that was really an interesting correlation, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, I'm sure that we could reminisce forever, but I think we need to, bring this little episode to bed.
Yeah, and in wrapping this up, what I want to say is going into the next year, if there's anything that I really would love to see happen more in this upcoming year than happened in last year, is to see a lot more feedback on our page. I'd like to see a lot more comments on the episodes. On our main website, I'd like to get more email from our listeners,
mm-hmm.
and I'd love to just hear more communication from those of you who are listening to the episodes, because we really love it. So let's.
And how do we get feedback?
By going to our website, www.taketheredpillpodcast.com. You can also leave feedback and review the show on iTunes too. So just look, type in a search for "Take the Red Pill" on iTunes under podcasts, and when you go to that page, you can leave feedback and reviews there. We'd love it if you do.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And the feedback that we've gotten thus far has been just awesome.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So, well, David, I think this has been an absolutely great anniversary show, and I thank all our listeners that we've had throughout the past year and the listeners that we'll have throughout the next year. Here's to another 12 months.
Yeah, another 12 months. Here, here.
So, for Donald Dalton and TakeTheRedPillPodcast.com, I am Donald Dalton, wishing you a great anniversary.
And I'm David Deere. Thank you very much for making this a fun year.